95.9 The Power Cow, we bring you a special presentation of high school basketball. Our special live coverage tonight brought to you by Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pre-game coverage on The Power Cow begins now. High school basketball is live on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Springport Spartans against the Flint Elite Warriors in the regional championship at New Lothrop High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all of the action on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining me this evening as the Springport Spartans, 20-5 on the season, coming in off a 74-57 win over Langsburg on Tuesday in the regional semifinals. Flint Elite, 19-4 on the season. They defeated Lumen Christie, 58-54 on Tuesday in their regional semifinal. We're going to take a quick three-minute timeout. And when we come back, we're going to dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 in 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are back to New Lothrop High School for pregame, brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, between the Springport Spartans and the Flint Elite Warriors, a.k.a. New Standard Academy. So Springport, 20-5. They have, since the regular season, gone through Dansville, Stockbridge, and then Langsburg in their playoff journey to clinch a spot in the regional championship this evening. That matchup on Langsburg on Tuesday, huge win. I mean, Springport just overall dominated both sides of the ball, played a complete game. They outscored Langsburg in all four quarters. And they, man, just defense, offense, scoring inside the paint, scoring from three, mid-range jumpers, winning the free throw differential. Every aspect, turnovers. Every aspect fathomable that you can think of in a basketball game, Springport won it against Langsburg. That was a very, very fine performance for the Springport team as they really just put on a clinic. They started the game on an 8-0 run, able to maintain that lead and able to go on several pretty big runs. Once they got to double digits, they basically were able to maintain that double-digit advantage really until halftime. They led by 13 at halftime, able to build it up to really well over 20 points there as the second half was starting to wear on. So just a dominating performance by the Springport team. Looking at some of the leading scorers, Jake Kriegel leading the way with 18 points. We also got 16 from Tucker Wigginton. Brody Baum with 15, dominant in the paint on both ends, by the way. Hunter Miller also had 6 for Springport. So overall, just a phenomenal game. And honestly, they probably have a little bit of a tougher opponent on the other side of the hardwood tonight in the Flint Elite Warriors. Obviously, if you're able to beat Lumen, you are a good team. So, but if Springport is able to play the way they did on both sides of the ball against Flint Elite, the same way that they did against Langsburg, I think they have a pretty good chance at winning this regional championship tonight. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk the Flint Elite Warriors. What do they bring into this one? That's coming up on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
All right, guys, what do you want for dinner tonight?
I don't care. I just want some tacos.
I don't know. I just want some mac and cheese.
I don't know. I just want some rice and soup.
I don't care. I kind of just want a margarita and some queso.
So how about we go to the Crazy Cowboy? Because I can get a beer and a burger, and they even got margarita flights.
Stop into the Crazy Cowboy. They have something for everyone. Tacos, build-your-own burritos, burgers, famous cowboy mac and cheese, pulled pork, and, of course, margarita flights with 19 flavors to choose from. The Crazy Cowboy, located on Mechanic Street in downtown Jackson. Like the Crazy Cowboy on Facebook for daily specials.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Introducing the perfect blend of refreshment and flavor. Say hello to Neutral Vodka Seltzer, where real vodka meets real fruit juices for an irresistibly delicious taste experience. Crafted with care to keep it tasty and easy to drink, Neutral Vodka Seltzer is the ideal choice for any occasion. Whether you're relaxing at home or out with friends, enjoy the crisp, clean taste that'll leave you refreshed and satisfied. Neutral Vodka Seltzer, real vodka, real fruit juices, real flavor. Neutral Vodka Seltzer, taste the difference. Please drink responsibly.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
The Kelly Express Mart pregame show continues from New Lothrop High School for this regional championship between Springport and Flint Elite. So Flint Elite, 19-4 so far on the season. They have gone through Byron, Durand, and Lumen Christie in their playoff path to get to this regional championship. And this was a team that, again, brand new as of 2019. And they, of course, first couple of years did not quite have much playoff success, really just hanging around in the district tournament until last season they finally broke through and clinched a spot in the state quarterfinals and then this year didn't really know too much about them. They had a little bit of a weaker schedule than Lumen Christi. Of course, not many people have a tougher schedule than them, but had similar records, but a much easier schedule. Didn't know what to make of them, but they came out, played a very good game against Lumen Christi. I think a big part of it was the fact that the officials, they were even both ways, but letting a lot of contact go for both teams, but the aggressive defense trying to force a lot of turnovers and steals and getting in passing lanes with allowing some of that contact to go, I think really benefited Flint Elite's game plan and play style. So I'm really curious of what the officiating is going to be like tonight. But a guy to watch, A.J. Smith. This guy's only a sophomore. Led the team in scoring with 18 points. And this guy was hitting a lot of tough shots, like mid-range jumpers, fall-away jumpers. Well contested, too, by the Lumen Christi defenders. So should be an interesting one. That'll do it for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you from New Lothrop here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof. Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back to New Lothrop High School, site of the regional championship between the Springport Spartans and the Flint Elite Warriors. I'm Connor Dockery with you on this Thursday evening, 4 days in a row of postseason basketball. Been a lot of fun to cover as we've got the starting lineups for you. First for the Flint Elite Warriors, it'll be A.J. Smith, Jeffrey Turner, Razak Spillers, Rashawn Scott, and Deion King, head coaches Greg McMath. Meanwhile, for Springport, starting five is Dallas Heigelmeyer, Jake Kriegel, Tucker Wigginton, Gibson Overweg, and Brody Baum. Head coach is Logan Neal. Springport in their home white uniforms with blue numbers and the Spartan logo on the front. Meanwhile, for Flint Elite, they're wearing their road black uniforms, white numbers trimmed in gold. Jump ball will be between Baum and Spillers as we're ready to get underway in this first quarter, brought to you by the Crazy Cowboy in downtown Jackson, as the jump ball going to be one out by Baum, and it'll be the Springport Spartans with the first possession going from left to right on your radio dial as Kriegel met at half court by A.J. Smith. Screen coming from Baum, dishes out to him at the top of the key. Give and go again with Kriegel. Screen coming on the left instead, going right to the basket as Kriegel down low and can't handle the pass. That was Overweg and a turnover as Overweg playing some defense in the full court, able to tip the pass out of bounds. And Flint Elite will go the other way with their first possession after forcing that Springport turnover. A.J. Smith with the ball across the timeline. He was the leading scorer for Flint Elite in their Tuesday game against Lumen Christi, as we got a mid-range jumper at the free throw line by Turner. That one's off, and the rebound stripped away by Overweg. Coast-to-coast fast break by Springport, and then that's disrupted by Turner recovering defensively, poking that pass out of bounds. And Springport will inbound on the left side of the basket. Kriegel inbounding, and that's deflected, but goes to Baum down low. He's going to be blocked, trying to dribble back out to the perimeter, and a reaching foul committed by A.J. Smith. I told you that physicality that Flint Elite brought against Lumen Christi really played to their favor with the more lax officiating. We'll see how the officiating is so far as Heigelmeyer gets the inbound and makes the three straight away. Springport strikes first, 1 minute into this first quarter, brought to you by the Crazy Cowboy. A.J. Smith top of the key for Flint Elite. Swing pass inside the paint as we got a hard foul through the lane. Deion King will get a early trip to the free throw line for the Warriors. It's going to be on Brody Baum, his first team's first. These free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Air Equip Credit Union, and Tom Coffey's Soft Water. As the first free throw connects for Deion King, gets Flint Elite on the scoreboard. One thing I forgot to mention in the pregame show, according to Max Preps, these two teams neck and neck in terms of the rankings, which they do update every Monday and Thursday, so this does take into account Tuesday's actions. Second free throw is offline, rebounded by Baum. Springport tried to push the pace, but Flint Elite's defense recovered quickly as Heigelmeyer's wide open from three, found a wide open Overweg beneath the basket. He got blocked initially, and then on his own rebound, followed the shot, drew the contact, and that sends Gibson Overweg to the line, and that is the second foul already on A.J. Smith. Wow, that's going to be huge for Springport, as Flint Elite was... he was a phenomenal scorer in that first game. So A.J. Smith already going to the bench, replaced by Deion Wright. First free throw up and in by Overweg, trying to make his second Aspen 1 Hour free throw here, and he does not. It's left short. Springport leads 4-1. 1:20 into this first quarter. Turner through the lane, crossover, lays it up and in off the glass. Man, that quick first step. Defender couldn't react, and the help defense couldn't either. Kriegel going the other way to the near side corner. Now takes the bump, doesn't get the call. Now near side corner, three ball. Kriegel is up and in. Springport with the early hot shooting, just like against Langsburg, leading 7-3. Warrior ball the other way with Turner, gets the screen, now ditches to the near side for Wright, fires the three, makes the three. We got a quick answer the other way. Springport has their shooters. Flint Elite does too. It's 7-6. Should be a high-scoring game if this continues, as Heigelmeyer has a couple crossovers, passing the far side, poked out of bounds by Wright. And it'll stay with Springport, inbounding on the far sideline in front of Flint Elite's bench. Tell you, they try to get in every passing lane. They try to poke the ball loose at any opportunity. Kriegel has it off the screen, drives through the lane. Eurostep tried to pass to the corner. It's tipped away, goes to Baum. He can't lay it up and in. And Flint Elite quickly the other way. Outlet pass, blocked from behind by Wigginton. Springport the other way, dribble through behind the back. Layup is left short by Hagelmeyer. And Flint Elite the other way quickly. Very fast-paced game. Spiller through the lane. Tough layup floater off the mark. And a rebound by Wigginton. Up and down, back and forth down the floor. These two teams go. Springport trying to slow it down here. Hagelmeyer off the screen. Now cuts back to the near side in the corner. Kriegel trying to get a second three. That's off. Follows his own rebound through the lane. Down low for Baum. And he scores around the defender who got in the air on the pump fake. And Flint Elite needs to call time as this loud Springport crowd making a lot of noise. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. Back in a moment. Springport leads by three on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you in part by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning and industrial steel treating as both these teams off to hot starts, but Springport early lead 9-6 over Flint Elite here with 5 minutes to go in this crazy Cowboy first quarter. Turner kicks outside to Rashawn Scott. Now into the corner. Driving on the baseline. Crafty layup. That one's wild and off the mark by Caden Banks, who just checked in. Great defense from Springport as Kriegel through the lane. Dishes it in the paint and ripped away by Wright. A steal and then turned right back over. Kriegel controls near half court. Cuts to the near side as Springport slowing it down here. Hagelmeyer fires the three straight away. That one's too strong. Follows his own rebound. Goes through the lane. Eurostep stripped away, but a foul is. Officials a little bit quicker to the whistle tonight than they were in Flint Elite's last game against Lumen Christi. I mentioned that lax whistle played really to Flint Elite's hands with their aggressive defense, really playing up on you, being physical, trying to poke the ball away as Dallas Hagelmeyer at the line for two Aspen one-hour free throws. He makes the first one. Second one on its way, and he makes both. 5-point lead for Springport. 4:29 to go in this first quarter, brought to you by the Crazy Cowboy. Jeffrey Turner across midcourt. The Hornet logo here at New Lothrop High School. Deion Wright now has it. Guarded up top by Wigginton. Swing it to the near side for Wright. Cut off by Overweg. Drives on the baseline. Tough floater. Left short. Rebound for Hagelmeyer. What of tall defenders by Springport. And that's really playing an impact. And wow, ooh, we might have an injury here for Hagelmeyer. He kind of fell. And he has an issue with his shoe, it looks like. Springport keeps possession, and there's going to be a timeout by head coach Logan Neal as Hagelmeyer looks like trying to figure out an issue with his shoe. I think his shoe broke. His shoe might have broke. He took his shoe off. So they're going to get that figured out. 30-second timeout. Back in a moment. Springport leads 11-6 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Shoe issues sending Dallas Hagelmeyer to the bench, trying to get that figured out as Drew Kriegel checks in for him. Springport leads 11-6 in this crazy Cowboy first quarter. Jake Kriegel through the lane, able to muscle it in through the contact, and he scores through the lane. 13-6. Spring pour over Flint Elite. Now Flint Elite. They forced Lou and Christie to make a lot of adjustments to their game plan and play style on Tuesday. Well, now Flint Elite needs to make some game plans and adjustments to adjust to Springport tonight. Very early still. Mid-range jumper off left for Turner. And Springport the other way. That's exactly what Springport was doing well against Langsburg on Tuesday. They forced Langsburg to shoot jump shots. They just locked down the paint. Springport through the lane. Tough in the air. Able to kick it back out to the perimeter. Drew Kriegel through the lane. Floater. That one's left short. And then the rebound saved by Wright, but he threw it to nobody but Springport. And we got a foul called with Tucker Wigginton going to the line for two. Foul's called on Caden Banks, his first, team's fourth. We got more Aspen 1 hour free throws coming up for Springport. And man, these Springport supporters, they were loud on Tuesday, but they have really cranked up the decibels here at New Lothrop High School. They've really traveled well tonight as the first free throw up and in for Wigginton. And I know obviously potential part of, I mean, not to say that they didn't show up on Tuesday, but I mean, it's tougher to make it over here, you know, 90 minutes away to New Lothrop at 5:30 on a weekday than it is at 7 o'clock as both free throws up and in for Wigginton. Makes it 15-6 for Springport. Now coast to coast layup blocked from behind by Hagelmeyer, who just checked back in with a repaired shoe. Now for Springport the other way, reverse layup blocked from behind by Spillers. Overway gets his free, hits his rebound in the corner, able to get it back on the near side, lobs it down low, pass poked away and stolen. Flint Elite the other direction, lobs it down low, but too high for Turner, and that's turned over. Listen to this Springport crowd. Flint Elite now trying to play fast to try to get scores before Springport's defense sets, because once Springport's defense is set up in the half court, they can't really do anything in the paint. They have to shoot jumpers, and they have not had the early success tonight that they did against Lumen Christie. Now a half-court press for Flint Elite. Pass up ahead to Baum, and now one pass up ahead to Hagelmeyer to beat it. Swing pass on the far side, immediately down low for Baum. Takes a dribble and lost it. It's stolen away by Wright. And here comes Flint Elite the other direction, trailing Springport 15-6. 2 minutes left in this first quarter, brought to you by the Crazy Cowboy. Scott has it top of the key, now over for C.J. McDaniel, who just checked in. Wright fires a three deep. That one's left short. And the rebound poked out of bounds by McDaniel trying to chase it down. That is playing into Springport's hands, forcing them to shoot jump shots. If they can get hot, that's a different story. But Springport, that's what they did well, that paint defense. A lot of these tall players. So Springport now bringing a full court press after this out of bounds, couple players substituting in. Hagelmeyer has it, now a pass on the far side for Wigginton, down low for Baum, back outside. Hagelmeyer head fake on the three, swings it around. Wigginton through the lane, dish down low one more time for Drew Kriegel, blocked from behind by Turner. And Flint Elite going the other way, less than 2 minutes in this first quarter. On the right wing now for A.J. Smith, playing with two fouls. We'll see if him coming back in will help get Flint Elite back on track. Head fake, floater on the right wing. That one's offline. Rebound down for Baum. And the pass outlet is going to be stolen by Wright, but he was going out of bounds. He tried to save it, and it's stolen right back by Springport as the ball poked out of bounds by Spillers as Jake Kriegel was coming up the floor. Got a substitution. Derek Miller into the game for Brody Baum. Springport inbounding on the near sideline with Drew Kriegel. In near half court for Jake Kriegel. Double team quickly at the free throw line outside for Drew Kriegel, and then for Jake Kriegel. Steps in, doesn't fire the three, gets it back at the elbow, through the lane, and he's going to be fouled again. These are fouls that were not getting called on Tuesday, so the officiating definitely different than what Flint Elite was able to thrive under on Tuesday. Going to be the second personal foul on Deion Wright. So that's just two guys, A.J. Smith and Deion Wright. Two key guys for Flint Elite that are in some foul trouble as he will head to the bench, replaced by Rashawn Scott, as Jake Kriegel misses the first of two Aspen 1 hour free throws. Second one is in.
double-digit lead, 16-6 for Springport. As Jake Kriegel heads to the bench, he's replaced by Hunter Miller. Up the other way for Flint Elite, it's A.J. Smith on the far side for Turner. Back for Smith, fires the NBA range three, rolls off the rim. Offensive rebound, kicks it back outside for Turner. He fires the three. That's too strong, and another rebound for Heigelmeier. Jump shots not falling for Flint Elite tonight so far. Springport the other way, back up top for Miller. Double teamed quickly, tries to kick it to the corner, but it's poked out of bounds by A.J. Smith. Springport will inbound on the near sideline. 48 seconds left in this first quarter, brought to you by the Crazy Cowboy in downtown Jackson. Back outside for Wigginton, double team chasing, picks up his dribble, and his pass is going to be poked away and stolen. Springport's defense recovering quickly as we got a block out of bounds, erased. Heigelmeier recovering and blocking C.J. McDaniel's shot into oblivion. For real, I don't even know where the ball went. Oh, it went behind the stands. Wow. Erased that shot. So bad news for Flint Elite. They now have to play against a set Springport defense instead of trying to score on the fast break. Spillers to the bench, replaced by Deion King. 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Brought to you by the Crazy Cowboy. Outside for Smith on the right wing. Couple crossovers, stopped at the free throw line. Back near side for Scott, drives through the lane. Tough shot, muscled up and in. Doesn't come any tougher than that. But great defense for Springport. Springport's lead cut to 8. 20 seconds left in the quarter as Heigelmeier's dribble is going to be stripped away by Scott. And Flint Elite able to force the turnover and then a travel call. They're going to say that McDaniel lifted up his legs. And yeah, that's the correct call. You're going to hear a lot of disagreements with Flint Elite, but that's the correct call. Springport inbound at the midcourt for Wigginton, and he'll hold on to it. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Now trapped up top for Miller. Fires a straightaway three, wide left. Rebound loose, comes to Heigelmeier on the perimeter. 2 seconds left, fires at the buzzer. Off the mark on the mid-range, and that ends a very fun first quarter here at New Lothrop as Springport leads 16-8 over the Flint Elite Warriors. Back in 60 seconds, this is Boys Regional Championship Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Commerce Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, and the Sex Group of Morgan Stanley. Regional championship here at New Lothrop. Springport leads 16-8. I'm Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Flint Elite with the first possession to start the second quarter. Brought to you by Bigby Coffee, 405 South Cooper Street in Jackson. As A.J. Smith able to drill his first bucket, pull-up jumper at the free throw line. That's what he does. And he's finally in the scoring column. Trim Springport's lead down to 6. Heigelmeier has it on the baseline. Down low for Baum. Back to the near side corner for Wigginton. Head fake. Able to get it back to Baum on the baseline. Trapped. Couple players jumping in the air for Wigginton through the lane. And a traveling violation is called on his way up for the shot. Flint Elite jumping on virtually every head fake for Springport in this one. So we'll see if they try to take advantage of that. But Springport led by as many as 10. Flint Elite trying to just chip away at it. Going the other way, A.J. Smith. Top of the key for McDaniel. guarded by Kriegel, back on the far side for Smith. Gets the screen. Now through the lane, layup up and in. He's a bucket, ladies and gentlemen. And he has back-to-back scores, trims Springport lead down to four, and then a bad pass. Kriegel, four on two the other way as the pass intercepted by Bob. Kriegel up the other way. Now we got a three-on-one for Springport. Down low for Wigginton for Hegelmeyer, who scores off the glass. Great, unselfish basketball. That's what Springport thrives with. And Springport able to end that mini 6-0 scoring run for the Warriors. 18-12 now, about 2 minutes into this second quarter, brought to you by Big Lee Coffee. Far side for A.J. Smith. Now at the free throw line for Miller. Turner. Fallaway jumper up and in. Those are those tough shots that really lit up Lumen Christie early in that Tuesday matchup. That's his first bucket. Trims the lead down to four again as Kriegel loses his dribble, and it's going to be collected by McDaniel. Pass intercepted by Kriegel. Goes right back up with it. Layup off. Trying to draw the charge with Smith, and Flint Elite going the other way. That physicality coming back in as Turner fires the three on the left wing, way off the mark. Offensive rebound by Spillers and ripped away by Overway. I will say Flint Elite, they're really stepping it up on the offensive glass and starting to force more turnovers. Now on the near side for Kriegel, through the lane, layup himself, up and in. Flint Elite got accustomed to him passing out on those drives. He didn't that time, and he's now got 8 points. Springport back by six. A.J. Smith, top of the key, step back, back outside for Turner. Couple crossovers and dribbles to the right-hand wing. Pulls it back outside. Screen coming on the left. Takes it, drives through the lane, and shot off the mark. Great contest by Hegelmeyer, but a long rebound out to Spillers. Brody Baum ran into him and is going to be whistled on the foul, his second. So we got a substitution here with Derek Miller coming in, sending Baum to the bench. Don't want to risk him picking up a third foul. So Flint Elite inbounding on the far sideline right in front of Springport's bench. 5 minutes to play in this Big B Coffee second quarter. Springport leads 20-14. Flint Elite ball for Turner atop the key. He loses his dribble, and it's going to be picked up by Overweg, and now we got a timeout called by Springport smartly, as that one was nearly thrown away. So we're going to step aside for 60 seconds. Regional championship continues on the other side on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool in Northwest Community Schools. 6-point lead for Springport out of the timeout. Midway through the second, kicks into the far side corner. Hegelmeyer three off the mark. Rebound by Miller, put back offline as well. Rebound down to Spillers. Flint Elite coming the other way. Now for Smith. Boy, you could see the difference of this team's offense when he is on the floor versus when he's off, and he hits a tough ball around shot. As a matter of fact, I don't know how that one wasn't blocked by Hegelmeyer. Man, 6 points now for A.J. Smith. He just gets those tough buckets, and he's only a sophomore too. Kriegel into the corner for Wigginton, and poked away and stolen by Smith. Coast to coast, layup, left short. Great recovery defense by Overweg, and they ball out of bounds, last touch by Smith. It deflected off him and out. amazing recovery defense by Overweg to take away a fast break layup. Springport's lead is 4. Now half-court pressure for Flint Elite. For Overweg, he dribbles into a defender. A couple guys going after it, and it'll be out of bounds. Last touch by Wigginton. Flint Elite taking over. Now Springport starting to really have some struggles here taking care of the ball. Flint Elite starting to force those turnovers, and that's where they thrive. Smith on the far side with Spillers back for Smith. Driving on Kriegel, step back, doesn't pull it back to the near side corner. Three ball up and in for Dion King. And that pulls Flint Elite to within 1. 3.5 to go in this second quarter, brought to you by Bigby Coffee. Able to beat the press now. Kriegel through the lane back outside. Miller fires the 3. That's wide right. Heigelmeyer going to get called on the foul. Over the back, pouring down that rebound. That's his first, team's 2nd. So now Flint Elite trying to take their first lead of the game. They have actually never led in this one. Coming out the floor with A.J. Smith. Top of the key guarded by Jake Kriegel. Handoff for Jeffrey Turner. Dribbles it near half court. Screen coming on the left. Gets it, passes the near side right. Fires the 3. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Springport the other way. Got to take care of the ball. Swing it to the near side for Heigelmeyer. Now Flint Elite's crowd is into it. Kriegel through the lane. Dish to the near side for Hunter Miller. 3 ball up and in. Boy, Springport needed that. Up by 4 now. Less than 3 minutes to play in this first half. A.J. Smith on the right, guarded by Kriegel, drives on him, and we're going to have a foul called on Kriegel. Clear push-off by Smith. He clearly extended his elbow, but they're gonna get Jake Kriegel getting in his way of that illegal move, apparently. So Overweg heads to the bench for Springport, replaced by Drew Kriegel. Flint Elite back outside with Turner on the far side for Smith. Steps in. Now down low for a wide open Spillers, who lets the defender go right by. Patiently waits, and he puts it up and in, and we're going to get a quick timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. Springport leads by 2 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
23-20, Springport over Flint Elite. 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phelps Towing. Full court press from Flint Elite. Kriegel has it on the near side, able to get it into the front court. Driving all the way to the rim. Layup on the left hand off the mark. Offensive rebound, kicks it back outside. Heigelmeyer, straightaway 3, wide right. Drew Kriegel with the rebound, and we're going to get a foul on Flint Elite on the rebound now. Kind of undercutting Kriegel. That's going to be a foul on Razak Spillers, his first, as Springport inbounds on the right side of the basket. In down low for Heigelmeyer, who scores immediately beneath the bucket. Springport still maintaining a short lead here by 4 over Flint Elite. 2 minutes left in this Bigby Coffee second quarter. Jeffrey Turner on the top of the key. Screen coming on the left for King. Turner through the lane, back outside for Wright. Head fake through the lane, back down low for Spillers, and he is going to travel. Too many steps. Springport's defense starting to settle back in. Flint Elite went on a little bit of a run there. They went on a 7-4 run, but Springport trying to rebuild their lead, led by as many as 10 in this first half, as we got a bad pass Jake Kriegel trying to bounce it for Drew Kriegel, and it went over the line out of bounds on the near sideline. 1:41 left in this first half. Flint Elite the other way, trailing by four. A.J. Smith into the front court. Big part of Springport's lead in the first quarter was him sitting early with two fouls. He has it back in the corner. Dribbles back outside against Drew Kriegel. Gets the screen, step back three. That one's offline. Rebound loose, and it comes down to Hunter Miller. So Springport secures another stop. A couple consecutive stops for Springport. They just got to get more scores here to rebuild this lead. Jake Kriegel has it outside. Screen coming. He dribbles to the right, has a wide open lane through traffic, and he is going to have a jump ball forced as Jeffrey Turner able to get his mitten on that one. It will stay with Springport, inbounding on the right side of the basket as Gibson Overweg checks in, sending Jake Kriegel to the bench. 1:06 left in the second quarter. Springport lobbing it down low. Back outside, Miller. Turnaround jumper is good from 3 feet out from Miller. Fake the pass outside. Got the defense off balance. Springport's lead back up to six. A.J. Smith has it now, a handoff for Turner. Screen coming on the right. Drives through. Back outside for Wright. Springport's really got a guard out on the three-point line. A lot of deep three-point shooters for this Flint team as we got a floater in the lane. Blocked by Hagelmeyer. Springport the other way. Going to settle in. Hagelmeyer takes a long two. Pull up. That one's drilled. Toe was on the line. And it's now a 8-point lead for Springport. Going on a quick run. 22 seconds left in this Big B Coffee second quarter. Springport's crowd back to making a lot of noise. Flint Elite trying to end the first half on a high note. Smith has it outside. 8 seconds. Steps into a three. Gets it. Boy, they needed that one. Lobs it into Hagelmeyer. Half court heave. Ooh, that one nearly dropped. But that will conclude the first half. Springport goes into the locker room, leading 29-24 over the Flint Elite Warriors. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll break down this first half. This is Boys Regional Championship Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
All right, guys, what do you want for dinner tonight?
I don't care. I just want some tacos.
I don't know. I just want some mac and cheese.
I don't know. I just want some rice and soup.
I don't care. I kind of just want a margarita and some queso.
So how about we go to the Crazy Cowboy? Because I can get a beer and a burger, and they even got margarita flights.
Stop into the Crazy Cowboy. They have something for everyone. Tacos, build-your-own burritos, burgers, famous cowboy mac and cheese, pulled pork, and, of course, margarita flights with 19 flavors to choose from. The Crazy Cowboy, located on Mechanic Street in downtown Jackson. Like the Crazy Cowboy on Facebook for daily specials. Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes attention to detail to get something to taste this smooth. Which is why Bud Light is tasted by brewmasters every step of the way. Hey, it's a tough job, but for you and your friends, it's worth it. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
It is halftime here from New Lothrop High School. It's weird to hear this gym so quiet. Man, this place got loud in that first half. Halftime score, Springport leads over Flint Elite 29-24 in our boys' regional championship. Also have a score update from Concord as Concord leads 31-22 at halftime over Summerfield. Of course, Springport and Concord are last two boys Jackson County teams that are still alive here in the postseason. So we're, of course, rooting for a couple of wins here for Concord and Springport. But for this first half of play here, Springport, I mean, hey, they came out hot. They came out, especially great three-point shooting. They really played their game, and I mentioned Flint Elite. They really thrived on Tuesday with a little bit more of a lax whistle, officials letting a lot of contact go. And they tried to come out with that same aggression defensively, but as a result, they were getting those fouls called, and that led their star sophomore guard, A.J. Smith, to the bench early with two personal fouls, and that really helped Springport build a lead as Flint Elite really couldn't do much offensively. As Springport, they did lead 7-6, but then immediately ripped off a 9-0 scoring run, which helped them build a double-digit lead. And then going into the second quarter, Flint Elite, they went on a quick 8-2 scoring run of their own, which really helped them pull back into it. They trailed by four and were actually able to cut it to as little as 1 point, 20-19 there in the second quarter. But then Springport able to finish the first half strong. They went on their own 9-2 scoring run, and then a late three there by Flint Elite put an end to that just ahead of halftime. But Springport, they're doing some good stuff on both sides of the floor. Their main Achilles heel in this one has been turnovers, and we knew that from Tuesday, that forcing turnovers is where Flint Elite gets everything going. They play every passing lane. They play a lot of aggressive traps. So if Springport can be a little bit more decisive, a half a second sooner, make a decision where you're going to throw these passes and be able to have the foresight of, hey, when I catch this pass, I'm immediately going here, or I'm immediately driving, I'm immediately shooting. You got to have everybody, all five players on the floor, have to have that foresight and quick decision-making, which Springport, of course, does. That's how they've played. That's how they dominated Langsburg on Tuesday in their regional semifinal. So, but if they can make those slight adjustments offensively, they can help limit those turnovers. And, hey, they've been showing a penchant of being able to score from all over the place, just like against Langsburg. They're making a lot of threes. That when they get into the lane, they're drawing contact, getting to the line, getting a couple layups as well. I'm fine with their defense when they get set up in the half court. Flint Elite, they have started to get a little bit more patient in that second quarter, moving the ball around. They also themselves started to heat up from three. But overall, I'm fine with Flint Elite taking a bunch of jump shots, because Springport, they have shut down the paint in this one when they get set up in the half court. And that's what really disrupted Langsburg on Tuesday, forced them to shoot jump shots, and they couldn't adapt. Flint Elite does have the shooters to adapt, but Springport, I think what they need to do, most importantly, limit the turnovers. Halftime score, 29-24. Tonight's playoff coverage is brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. We're back in 2.5 minutes for the second half of play from New Lothrop on 95.9 The Power Cow.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and the Brokerage House. 29-24, Springport leads over Flint Elite. Start of the second half, as Flint Elite has the first possession, going from left to right on your radio dial. A.J. Smith has it at the top of the key, guarded by Wigginton. Drives on the baseline, stops, crossover, drive through, tough shot, up and in. Man, the angles that this guy creates for himself and is able to score off, impressive. He's got 11, and that pulls Flint Elite within three, able to beat the half-court press with a pass up ahead. Now for Kriegel, has it up near half court, guarded by Smith. Drives on the right, kicks it back over to Wigginton. Now goes to the near side, Heigelmeyer, wide open three, that one's wide right. Three-point shot starting to get away from Springport a little bit here in the last quarter or so. Flint Elite the other way. Smith right to the basket. Blocked again by Heigelmeyer. His third block of the game. Boy, no shot is safe when this guy's in the area. Towers over everybody. And Flint Elite will inbound on the right side of the basket. They're trying to tell the Flint Elite cheerleaders that they need to clear away from the baseline. Need to have some space for players if they crash in on the baseline, as the inbound stolen away by Baum. And now Springport trying to get it into the front court as Flint Elite able to disrupt it. Kriegel, man, saves that one from being a violation, but then Smith able to get the steal right back. That is Flint Elite's M.O. Just force as many turnovers as possible, as the floater in the lane, up and in for turnover over the tough contest from Heigelmeyer. Flint Elite within one again, as we got another forced turnover. Wigginton had his dribble disrupted, and he's ruled out of bounds. So Flint Elite coming out with a flurry since the end of the second quarter. They have since then gone on a 7-0 scoring run, and they can take their first lead of the game right here. A.J. Smith over the timeline. Started out there by Wigginton. Dribbles to the near side. Step back. Goes over on the far side for Scott. Back for Smith. Looking for a screen. Sidestep. Three ball. That one's off. Rebound loose. Comes down to Spillers. Another try for Flint Elite. Through the lane for turnover. Tough floater. No. Rebound loose. And Baum dives for it. Comes down to Flint Elite again. A third try on this possession. Back for Smith, drives through the lane, step back, crosses over the other way, tough layup, ooh, in and out, but he does draw the foul, and he'll go to the line for two. Foul committed on Tucker Wigginton. I was telling you, these turnovers, that's what has gotten Flint Elite back into this, forcing these turnovers, and now a lack of defensive rebounding for Springport, which is crazy with their size advantage, but... Flint Elite taking advantage as the first of two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws falls in for Smith. He can take the lead for his team for the first time tonight with a make on the second one. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As he does make both. 9-0 run since the end of the second quarter for Flint Elite, and they lead for the first time tonight 30-29. Springport looking for their first bucket of this second half. This third quarter brought to you by the Crazy Cowboy. Now outside for Wigginton. Give and go. Way up through the lane. Up. Nobody draws the contact. And Tucker Wigginton at the line for two. Foul's going to be committed against Rashawn Scott. Tucker Wigginton to the line for two. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Two Aspen one-hour free throws coming up. First one offline. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Wilby Transit Mix, Kelly Express Mart, and Form Energy Drink. A lot of noise being made by Flint Elite supporters, and it leads to a second miss, but an offensive rebound by Overweg. Three ball straight away, in and out by Heigelmeyer. Offensive rebound for Baum. Trapped, stolen away, and a jump ball forced by Flint Elite, and the possession will go to Springport. Those turnovers, man. At least Springport able to retain possession with the jump ball force, but really got to settle down on the turnovers. Kriegel inbounds on the left side of the basket for Springport. In down low for Heigelmeyer, trapped. Back down low for Baum, and he goes back up with it, forces it up and in. Stops a 9-0 scoring run. And Springport back in front by one. Approaching the 3-minute mark of this Crazy Cowboy third quarter. A.J. Smith, top of the key, handoff for Turner. Drives through, floats it up, offline. Rebound down for Overweg. And here comes Springport the other direction with Jake Kriegel. Met at half court by Spillers. Able to get him off. Flint Elite wants a foul for what? I'm not sure. Kriegel through the lane, layup, able to get fouled. Man, he really was able to create his own lane there effectively. Does draw the contact against Turner, his first personal foul. And Jake Kriegel to the line for two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. First free throw up and in. As Deion Wright checks in for Rashawn Scott. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, and industrial steel treating. Second free throw in for Kriegel. He is the second Spartan in double-digit scoring with 10. And Springport's lead back out to three. Turner across the timeline for Flint Elite. Back for Wright. Swing pass on the far side for Smith. Hits the screen from Turner. Smith drives through the lane, and jump ball forced by Kriegel. Able to get his hand in there. It will keep the possession with Flint Elite, but Kriegel, nice wraparound, able to just get all ball. And now forcing an inbound on the right side of the basket with Jeffrey Turner. 4:25 left in this Crazy Cowboy third quarter. 33-30 is the score for Springport. Inbound on the far side for Smith. Pass fake. He holds on to it. Back outside for Wright. Three ball up. Three ball missed. Off the heel and rebound for Kriegel. Now Springport's defense starting to settle down, and that's why they've been able to limit the turnovers in the last few possessions. Crossover off the screen through the lane. Down low for Overweg. And speaking of turnovers, that one's thrown away. Smith coast to coast through traffic. Crafty layup up and in. Man, what a difficult angle. That pulls Flint Elite within two. And the official going to blow the whistle on that inbound. Not sure why. Take a little bit too much moisture on the floor there. Going to be a substitution. C.J. McDaniel back in for Flint Elite. Loud gym here, New Lothrop High School, for both these fan bases. Dana Kriegel back in for Baum. And now on the near side for Overweg. Trap continues at the half court. Hagelmeyer up ahead for Baum. Able to get it in the front court. Nearly stripped away, and it is lost again. Another Springport turnover. That's been Flint Elite's way. I mean, hey, Springport's been great setting up and getting shots, but they can't even get shot. They can't even get a shot up if you turn it over. A.J. Smith with 15 points. He's really put the team on his back tonight. Steps into a three ball. Too strong. Long rebound down to McDaniel. Blocked in the lane by Hagelmeyer. And then a foul immediately drawn by Wigington as Turner just goes in and wraps him up. Actually going to say that one was on McDaniel. His first, team's third. So Springport will inbound on the near sideline. Into Baum, back for Wigington, and then for Kriegel. Trying to walk into the front court, does get it there. Now drives through the lane, crafty layup, left short, out and running. All alone, Spillers, layup, up and in. Flint Elite back in front by one. 3 minutes left in this Crazy Cowboy third. Wigington near half court, takes the bump from Wright, it is called. And that is going to be his third personal foul. And it's stuff like that that was not called on Tuesday in Flint Elite's game against Lumen Christi. They love to play aggressive. Scott back in for Wright, who just picked up his third foul. Now Springport inbounds for Kriegel. Double team coming in. Shuffles to the near side for Baum, back outside. Hagelmeyer in the corner, sidestep, fires the three. That one's off the line. Rebound by Overweg, puts it back up and in. Springport back in front by one. Boy, we got an instant classic brewing here from New Lothrop High School. 2.5 left in this third. Through the lane, Turner, fall away jumper, that's wide left. Rebound controlled by Overweg. Here comes Springport the other direction. Kriegel has it. Into the near side corner for Wigington. Drives, stopped in the baseline, blocked. Gets it to the free throw line for Baum. Back to the corner, Hagelmeyer, three. That one's offline. Rebound controlled by Turner. Hagelmeyer's three-point shot effective in the first half, but it's really abandoning him here as Overweg commits the foul after the rebound. His first, team second. So Baum heads to the bench. He's going to be replaced by Derek Miller. Here comes Flint Elite the other way with A.J. Smith. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now off to the left, off the screen. Fires another quick three. Up and in. Gotta guard him closer. And this is the large lead of the game for Flint Elite. 2 points. 1:45 left in the third. Hagelmeyer at the right elbow. Splits the defense. Layup off the glass. Block from the line. Rebound put back up. Won't count, but they will call the foul retroactively for Hagelmeyer driving through the lane. So it's going to be a baseline inbounds. It's going to be called on Caden Banks, his second. So that was actually the 15th foul on Flint Elite. So we will get two bonus free throws for Dallas Hagelmeyer. who now has a team-high 11 points as he makes the first of two free throws. Deion Wright back in for Flint Elite, playing with three fouls. And I mentioned Springport on Tuesday. They played very well defending without fouling, and that has continued in this one as Hegelmeyer makes both Aspen one-hour free throws. We are tied at 37. 90 seconds left in the third quarter, brought to you by Crazy Cowboy. Near side for Smith, fires another three. That one's short. Rebound by Hegelmeyer. Three go out and running. Flint Elite defense trying to get back quickly. Hegelmeyer to the rim. He threw it away. Got too deep. Ball deflects off the bottom of the backboard, and it's stolen. Back up ahead for Turner. Drives, floater through the lane. Blocked! And they'll call a foul way late. They'll call a late foul. So this should be free throws coming up for Turner. Jeffrey Turner might be a little hurt. Gets up slowly, but he should be good to continue. Derek Miller called on the foul, his first. Team's third as Jeffrey Turner at the line for two. 1:15 left in the third. So Turner at the line for two. I think he took a shot downstairs, if you know what I mean. As he shakes it off and makes the first of two Aspen one-hour free throws, puts Flint Elite back in front. Boy, if this fourth quarter continues like this third quarter, we should be in for quite a thrilling finish. Turner, one more try. And he got both. 2-point Flint Elite lead. Just over a minute left in the third. Hegelmeyer into the front court for Jake Kriegel. Back for Hegelmeyer. Drives through the lane. Pull up at the right elbow. Jumper wide right. Rebound for Miller. Put back is going to be a foul from behind against Caden Banks. His third. And this will land Derek Miller to the line for two. Derek Miller with 2 points off the bench so far. If he makes both, he can tie this one up for Springport. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 hour. Short on the first attempt. Tucker Wigginton in for Jake Kriegel. One more free throw coming up for Derek Miller. Makes the second one. He's got three. Springport pulls to within one. 60 seconds left in the third quarter. A.J. Smith has it on the Hornet logo at center court, guarded by Wigginton. Springport now playing way out on him with his demonstrated NBA range three-point shot. Held by Wigginton. Now swings it near side for Turner. Guarded closely by Drew Kriegel. Dribbles past him. Step back and pulls it back near half court. Now through the lane, back outside. It looks like Flint Elite trying to hold on for the last shot. 1 point lead over Springport, and now Springport commits the intentional foul by Drew Kriegel. They had a foul to give. 22 seconds left in the third quarter. First on Kriegel. Now for Flint Elite in the backcourt for A.J. Smith. Once again, 15 seconds left now. Dribbles, crossover right, pull up at the right elbow. That one's wide right. Rebound tipped out. Comes down to Hunter Miller. Outlet up ahead, and Wigginton was initially not paying attention. Turned his head at the right time, and the ball was then stripped away by Turner out of bounds, and Springport will get an inbound on the near sideline with 6.2 seconds left on the game clock for the third quarter. They have a chance to take the lead going into the fourth. Inbound for Drew Kriegel, back outside for Miller. He's going to have it stripped away by Scott. Half court heave, left short. And that will do it for the third. Turnover's a problem for Springport. Getting Flint Elite back into this one. And we go into the fourth. Flint Elite by one. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Count.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
One more quarter to go. Springport trails Flint Elite 39-38 in our regional championship from New Lothrop High School. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Springport with the first possession of the quarter. Got to limit these turnovers. Got to get smart shots. Wigginton has it now at the free throw line. Back for Overweg. Back outside for Jake Kriegel. Double team quickly, dish down low, pass tipped away and stolen. Flint Elite baited Springport into that pass. They knew it was coming. And they force another turnover. Back outside for Wright, three, that's off the heel. Rebound for Kriegel. And Springport the other way quickly with Kriegel, and a reach-in foul committed by Spillers. Trying to swipe it away. That's his second, team's first. So Springport on the far side. Inbounding with Gibson Overweg. Inbound for Kriegel. Holds onto it for a moment. Screen coming from both sides. He's trapped now down low for Overweg. Back to the near side corner. Three ball, Wigginton. Yes! That's the shot that Springport has desperately needed. They went cold in the second and third quarters from three after being red hot in the first. Springport back in front by two. 1 minute into the fourth. Jeffrey Turner has it on the right wing. Gets the handoff for Smith, leading all scorers with 18 as a sophomore. Turner outside, top of the key now for Smith on the right. Cuts back in and gets another handoff for Turner. Dribbles in. Dribbles behind his back. Cuts through the lane back to the corner. Right for three. Too strong. Rebound for Baum. Springport the other way. When Springport gets stops and they stop turning it over, that's when they play their best. Baum has it on the far side for Heigelmeier. Cuts on the baseline. Dribbles behind his back. Down low for Overweg, and he draws the hard contact. It's going to be the third foul on A.J. Smith. Wow, they called it on Wright. I don't think that's correct, but that is his fourth. So that's not like that's much better. But Gibson Overweg at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour free throws. Misses the first one. Some of these missed free throws by Springport going to really play a factor down the stretch. Flint Elite, I don't think they've gotten really many free throws, but they have a lot higher of a free throw shooting percentage than Springport in this one, I can tell you that. Second free throw also a miss, and a rebound by Scott. So Springport comes up empty. Leading by two over Flint Elite. Up top with Turner. He's cut off by Overway. Through the lane. Push off. Follow away jumper. Yes. Another tough shot maker for Flint Elite. We got a quick timeout on the floor. 6 minutes left. Tie game. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Full court pass to Heigelmeyer on the inbound, who turns around and scores. Nifty move for Springport right out of the timeout to get the lead right back. 43-41 over Flint Elite. Less than 6 minutes to play in the regional championship. Flint Elite ball driving through the lane for Scott. Nearly blocked by Heigelmeyer, but they're going to say he committed the foul. A little bit late contact. That's his second, and Rishon Scott at the line for two Aspen one-hour free throws. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Two free throws for Scott. Got the first free throw. I mentioned the free throw differential, not necessarily in attempts, but in percentage. That's going to go a long way here. Springport, they've had their struggles at the line tonight, kind of more around that 50% mark, while Flint Elite, they've been a lot closer to 100%. As I say that, he actually misses the second, but an offensive rebound for Smith. Gets it on the right wing. Through the lane, tough layup, blocked away by Heigelmeyer. Offensive rebound, Spillers goes back up with it and scores. Springport, just like that, back trailing by one. 5:20 left, and Kriegel has it lost, and then a foul committed on Kriegel. Trying to block the defender from diving for that ball. That's going to be Jake Kriegel's second. Man, oh man, these turnovers for Springport. And Flint Elite, hey, that's how they beat Lumen Christi. That's normally a very disciplined team, too. So if you're forcing Lumen Christi to turn the ball over a lot, you're doing a lot of good things defensively. So Flint Elite through the lane. Turner layup, left it short. Rebound loose, and Kriegel comes away with it. Trapped, gets it back to Heigelmeyer, and he'll be trapped again. Stolen and scored by Turner. I think he was looking for a call, didn't get it. And Flint Elite by three now. 5 minutes left. Into the front court for Kriegel. Screen coming, trapped. Back for Baum, and on the far side for Overweg. Back for Wigginton. Gets the screen, picks up his dribble. Down low for Baum. Through the defense, draws the foul. He'll go to the line for two. Got to make these. I'm telling you, Springport's free throw shooting tonight been a little bit of a worry. That's the third foul on Spill. But Springport, they took a 41-39 lead at the start of this quarter. First Aspen one-hour free throw offline. Since then, Flint Elite going on a 7-2 scoring run. Baum, second free throw, yes. Springport trails by two, and a steal nearly on the inbounds by Overweg. It's out of bounds. He did rip it away, but then he dribbled it out of bounds. Very close there, but Springport now bringing a full court press of their own. Flint Elite has it. Now for Smith in the backcourt as Springport gets back quickly. 4:30 left in this one. Flint Elite with the ball, leading by two. Turner on the left side, guarded by Overway. Holds on to it. Now waiting for the defender to come closer. Jab step goes to the near side, and he cuts it back near half court. Dribbles, step back. Don't tell me Flint Elite already trying to kill the clock. Turner, and going to have the foul committed by Overway. Man, oh man, if that's the game that Flint Elite's going to be playing. 4 minutes left. Already playing keep away and forcing fouls. I mean, hey, with the way they're shooting free throws. A.J. Smith into the front court, guarded by Wigginton. Crossover near side. Goes back in through the lane. Step back to the near side corner and kicks it back outside for Turner. Just keeps holding on to it. Dribbles to the near side at the free throw line. Back outside for Smith. Hesitates through the lane. Gets it down low for the easy bucket for King. 4-point lead for Flint Elite. Now Kriegel through the lane. Layup on the left hand. Got it quickly on the other end. He's got 12. Flint Elite the other way quickly. And double teamed. Going to be a foul call. Not a jump ball. Kriegel, he's not happy with that call. Looks like there's going to be a conversation with the officials. They will get the foul, but on Overweg, his third. 14 fouls on Springport. So Turner inbounding on the near sideline. Flint Elite leads by two. 3:22 left. Time is ticking. Every possession counts. A.J. Smith into the front court, guarded by Wigginton. Crossover near side. Behind his back. Through the lane. Floater up and in. What an athletic score. Timeout on the floor. Another 4-point lead for Flint Elite. 3 minutes left. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
All right, guys, what do you want for dinner tonight?
I don't care. I just want some tacos.
I don't know. I just want some mac and cheese.
I don't know. I just want some rice and soup.
I don't care. I kind of just want a margarita and some queso.
So how about we go to the Crazy Cowboy? Because I can get a beer and a burger, and they even got margarita flights.
Stop into the Crazy Cowboy. They have something for everyone. Tacos, build your own burritos, burgers, famous cowboy mac and cheese, pulled pork, and, of course, margarita flights with 19 flavors to choose from. The Crazy Cowboy, located on Mechanic Street in downtown Jackson. Like the Crazy Cowboy on Facebook for daily specials.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
4-point lead, Flint Elite over Springport here. Got a score update from Concord. Concord leads 48-37 over Summerfield in that regional championship. Got 3 minutes left in this one, and Springport really has to play well and stop turning the ball over. Overweg into the front court. Now dribbles into the front court. Trap coming, able to split the defense, driving right through the lane, and going to be fouled by Deion King, it looks like. And this will send Overweg to the line. And this has to be a 2-of-2 trip to the line for Wigginton. Springport with a lot of missed free throws tonight. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Got the first one. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, and Jim Winter Auto Group, as well as King's Equipment, Crazy Cowboy, and Bigby Coffee. Wigginton, one more shot. Got both. Man, must makes right there. 2-point game. Less than 3 minutes to go. Smith has it. Flint Elite has shown a willingness to kill the clock if needed. Through the lane, back on the far side for Wright. Dribbles it near half court. They're forcing Springport to play up on them. And keep in mind, they're in the bonus as well. Down through the lane for Wright. Takes it back outside. Stripped away! And it's going to be kept by Flint Elite. Dish down low. Tough defense. Missed shot. And rebound by Wigginton. Springport can tie or take the lead right here with 2:20 left. Down by two. Kriegel has it on the near side. Drives through the lane. Draws the foul against Flint Elite. And now Springport is in the bonus. That is the fifth personal foul on Deion Wright. He is gone. Oh, man. That is... I don't know about that. It's on Spillers instead. I mean, which that is his fourth, but... Could have swore I saw Wright there with the contact. But Kriegel at the line for two. Aspen 1 Hour free throws. Misses. The first one in and out. He has one more try, trying to at least make this a one-point game. Got the second one. Flint lead ball, 2:15 left, 50-49 from New Lothrop. A.J. Smith across the timeline. He's met by Overweg. Steps in. Now pulls it back to the corner right. Fires the three. Makes the three. That's a big one. Another four-point lead. The other way, Cree going to the near side corner for Wigginton. Now picks up the dribble. Back outside for Baum. Draws the foul. Deion King can't believe it, but that was sure a wrap-up. Don't know what you can complain about there. He's been watching a little bit too much Luka Doncic or LeBron James, if you want to, you know, raise your arms after every single whistle. Brody Baum at the line. Got to make these. First free throw up and in this time. Pulls Springport within three. 1:50 left in the fourth. Free throw is brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Second free throw, air ball. So Springport pulls to within three, and there's going to be a timeout called by Springport. Back in 30 seconds. Should be a fun finish right here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Final 1:50. Springport trails by three. Flint Elite with the possession. So we'll see. We'll see if they patiently hold on to it and try to kill some clock or force Springport to foul. A.J. Smith walks it across the timeline. Defense coming in with a double. Back for right on the far side. Got to be careful with him. He just made a big three just now. Picks up his dribble for Turner on the far side. Trap comes in. Back for Smith. Double team coming as well. Right on the near side. Back outside to Smith. Going to have contact on Kriegel trying to foul, and he does commit it. That's Kriegel's third, and this will send A.J. Smith through the line for two. Springport hoping for two misses to keep this within one possession. The other four Flint Elite players going to their bench to head coach Greg McNabb for a mini timeout. First free throw, meanwhile, up and in for Smith. He's got 21 points to lead all scorers. And it's a two-possession game. One more free throw for Smith. Got it. Five-point game. Springport must score here. Drives on the left for Kriegel. Now on the near side, down low for Baum into the corner. Wigginton through the lane for Baum. Stripped away, and another turnover. Not what Springport needed. Now they're really trying to foul here. 109 left. Pass over, and we're going to have a timeout by Flint Elite. 106 left in this one. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. Springport trails by five on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo. Learn more at alro.com.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Out of the timeout, 1 minute left. As Springport tries to foul Flint Elite, trailing by five, they do commit it, sending A.J. Smith to the line, trying to grow this lead to three possessions. We do have a score update from Concord. Concord moving on to the state quarterfinals, beating Summerfield 55-39. First free throw here by A.J. Smith, up and in. Free throws by Aspen 1 hour. One more try. Got both. That is one of the main stories of the game here. Should this result hold? Free throws and free throw percentages. We got a foul committed the other way by Flint Elite. That's going to be committed by Rachon Scott. Whether intentional or not, I mean, this helps Flint Elite because Springport can only come away with a maximum of 2 points here. Trailing by seven, and not like they've been making their free throws anyways, as on cue, Kriegel misses the first one. Stone Overweg checks in for Springport. Getting his first action here. One more shot by Kriegel. Missed them both. Flint Elite ball and trying to strip it away. They do get it. Overweg and stolen right back. Outlet to right and gets an easy layup. Missed it and puts it back up and in for Spillers. 9 point game, 35 seconds left. This thing's all but over. 3-pointer on the other end offline for Wigginton. And another rebound as we got another foul. Officials having a conversation right here regarding that foul. Foul is going to be on Dallas Heigelmeyer, his third. Looks like we're going to get, obviously, free throws here for Jeffrey Turner. Now Heigelmeyer having a conversation with the official. And more conversation with the officials. 29 seconds left. Flint Elite leads by 9 points. 59-50. Frustrating one for Springport, as it was a frustrating one for Lumen Christi on Tuesday. Some of those same things that plagued Lumen Christi on Tuesday. I mean, that Lumen Christi, if they're listening to this broadcast, they're doing that meme, that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's pointing at the TV like, hey, we recognize that. The Springport in this one. I mean, again, give Flint Elite a lot of credit with their ability to really force a lot of turnovers, but man, but just some of these things like missed free throws and some of these turnovers. Springport, you know, some of these costly passes, trying to get it to a guy beneath the basket, but there's three guys on Flint Elite right there ready to poke it away, and they're letting themselves getting into traps. And Jeffrey Turner makes both free throws. It's an 11-point game. 25 seconds left. Outside three-pointer. Heigelmeyer got one. And kind of trying to get another foul as we get a deflection and a travel call on Deion Wright. So 15 seconds left. Springport, a little bit of a late flurry. Too little, too late, but not quitting until the final buzzer. Get it to the near side corner. Three-pointer Stone Overweg. That one's off. Rebound stripped away. 10 seconds left. Goes outside with Miller. Stops. Forced three. That one's off. Rebound to Turner, and going to be out of bounds. 2 seconds left. This is going to do it. And we're going to get a whistle here by the official. They're just going to end it. 61-53 is the final score. Springport's season comes to an end at the hands of the Flint Elite Warriors here in New Lothrop with that 61-53 final score. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will recap this thing from New Lothrop High School on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
My name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School. The school of choice window is currently open, and if you're looking for a school with beautiful facilities and even better people, look east. If you love sports and want ample opportunities to play right away, look east. If you want your student to spend less time staring at a phone or computer screen and more time engaging in hands-on learning and relationship-driven classrooms, look east. East Jackson Community Schools are on the rise, and we want you to be part of the change. Stop by or find us at eastjacksonschools.org.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Final score from New Lothrop High School in our boys' regional championship game. Flint Elite takes down Springport 61-53. As Springport, they got off to a hot start. I mentioned the early two fouls on A.J. Smith, sending him to the bench. That really stifled Flint Elite's offense, and Springport able to build an early 10-point lead, but Once A.J. Smith came back in, he was able to commit no further fouls the rest of the way and stay in the rest of the way. And he really helped key Flint Elite slowly chipping away at that deficit, eventually taking their first lead midway through that third quarter. And they eventually went on a run, able to build a little bit of a lead there, just slim enough in that fourth quarter to force Springport to play with a little bit more urgency. But that turnover forcing ability by Flint Elite is just insane, forcing a ton of turnovers, forcing Springport into mistakes. And really, Flint Elite, I mean, and the shot makers too. A.J. Smith, talked about him, he finished with 24. Crazy shots all game, crazy layups, crazy step back shots, deep threes. Jeffrey Turner as well, he has a nice mid-range shot over great defense. He's able to finish with 14. And then Deion Wright, 6 points off the bench, but in a critical three late that brought it from a one-point lead to a four-point lead, and that was really the gut punch right there. If he missed that one, Springport has a chance to take the lead on the other end. And, man, that was probably the biggest shot of the game right there. But, I mean, hey, as I mentioned, Lumen Christi on Tuesday losing to this Flint Elite team, and one of the same problems in that one with Flint Elite just forcing a ton of turnovers. They played very aggressively, and Springport, some of those times when they would get trapped, they'd have two or three guys up on you, and Flint Elite would be able to anticipate where the next pass was going, so they would have guys rotating over to intercept any of those passes. So just made it really difficult for Springport down the stretch once this game tightened up. And eventually when Flint Elite was able to get that lead, Springport just not able to execute when it counted. And as I mentioned, a free throw shooting a problem as well, especially late when they're trailing by one. A lot of those free throw misses really start to come to mind as a Flint Elite, especially that was not a problem for them. They were able to make almost all of their free throws. I would argue as a team shooting over 90% in this one tonight. So turnovers, free throw differential, that's a big difference maker for Flint Elite in how they came away with the win. Dallas Heigelmeyer, the leading scorer for Springport with 17 points. Jake Kriegel adding 8, make it 13, I beg your pardon. We also got 7 points for Tucker Wigginton, 6 for Brody Baum, 3 each for Gibson Overweg, Hunter Miller, and Derek Knorr. As Springport's season ends at 20-6 overall, and they will lose two seniors, Stone and Gibson Overweg, so they will obviously lose Overweg being a main, Gibson Overweg, that is, being a main rotation player, but otherwise majority juniors on this team for this Springport team. So Springport being very senior heavy next year, I think they got another good chance at making a pretty good playoff run here as they fall in the regional championship. As Flint Elite, for the second year in a row, they move on to the state quarterfinals. They're going to be taking on the winner of Ecorse and Onsted over there at Lincoln High School in Ypsilanti on Tuesday for the state quarterfinals. One more time, final score 61-53. Springport falls to Flint Elite at New Othrop High School in the regional championship. For Luke Moorhead, back in the studio holding down the fort, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow. Have a good night, everybody.